Hello, my friends. It's time once again for the O Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell on YouTube. Subscribe to the podcast. Rate, like, subscribe, all the good stuff, all the free stuff. It's all free, and all I ask is more free stuff in return. Kindness is free. Doesn't hurt to hit the like or tell a friend about the show. Today, we're talking about this TNA and NXT partnership that we have going on here with the likes of the rising star, rising new megastar, Joe Hendry, taking over TNA, honestly. Taking over NXT, I should say. And what it means for both companies, honestly. So I was watching NXT. I've started filling my Tuesdays with more wrestling. And it was the second night of Great American Bash, I believe. And I believe Joe Hendry was there? Was that the one? No, Joe Hendry was not there. Or was he? I saw Joe Hendry wrestle somebody from NXT. And I think what I just said is indicative of how the partnership is going. I still don't know many people in NXT, but I know Joe Hendry. And he has big LA Knight vibes in my mind. He's putting himself over. He's getting a huge push anywhere he goes. He pulls big numbers. He's known. He's a known quantity. All off the back of his music. All off the back of his theme song. He socially engineered his theme song and his gimmick to a degree that has, you know, exceeded, I think, a lot of people's expectations. And now, with this TNA partnership that WWE has, he's able to not only train at the Performance Center to get better, he's training with Shawn Michaels, but he's also on NXT consistently and winning as if he's just an NXT superstar. So as I'm watching this match, it was Great American Bash Night 2, because I only watch Night 2. So as I'm watching this match and I see him get the pin, I think it was Joe Coffey. I think that's the guy he fought. Was it Joe Coffey? So it's somebody. I don't know. As he's wrestling the match, gets the pin, grabs the mic and says he's going to be around for a lot longer and there's nothing anybody can do about it. Something like that, and exit stage left. And I sat there and thought, oh, good. You know, Hendry's going to keep, you know, prospering. He's getting better. He's training. And then my mind immediately flashed to TNA and said, what is TNA getting out of this, actually? The more I watched this rise of Joe Hendry, it's almost comically apparent that he's going to WWE. When his contract with TNA ends, I don't see a realm where he re-signs with TNA and ignores WWE, saying, no, thanks for your help. Thanks for the Performance Center training. Thanks for putting me in the ring with Shawn Michaels, one of the greatest showmen in professional wrestling ever, who has taken a liking to me and my gimmick and what I do and, you know, decided to mentor me. I'm going to stick here in TNA. No, that's not happening. I also see Jordynne Grace, who was the bulldozer who knocked the wall down between WWE and TNA, going to WWE after so many years, what I would consider, you know, a staple in TNA's women's division. It doesn't make sense for her to stick around when her contract is up, if she can go to WWE and hit the main roster immediately. She entered the Royal Rumble for criminy's sake. She's, you know, a former multi-time knockouts champion. If she signs with WWE, she's going directly to the main roster. She's going to be a key player. And I think everyone would be excited to have her there. But what is TNA getting out of this? Because this entire partnership seemingly has benefited WWE only. I did a quick Google search, like, what are TNA's ratings like? And I got superficial articles saying, you know, it's not benefiting TNA. and I'm not saying I'm taking those at, I'm taking those at face value, right? I don't know how to even read ratings, but it doesn't, it hasn't, from a, on a personal standpoint, it hasn't spawned, it hasn't spurred me to go watch TNA to see any of their talent. Not to say that they're not worth watching. I just, you know, I fill my days with WWE wrestling and occasional, you know, clips of other promotions, but TNA is not something that I seek out, nor do I have access to. And it's the same thing with kind of AEW, where I already have everything set up to watch WWE. I don't have the stations to watch AEW or TNA or New Japan or, MLW kind of fluctuates in YouTube. I can kind of get some of that. But this partnership with TNA hasn't made me seek out how to watch TNA. I think I have a Samsung TV, and it has the Samsung TV Plus, the station, and I can watch old episodes of TNA, but not new ones. And that's as much as I've watched in recent history. So I'd be interested to hear what TNA is getting out of this besides lip service from WWE. They've transitioned, you know, Joe Hendry over, and he's doing big numbers on NXT. They sent Jordan Grace over. I don't think she's been back in a bit. But what WWE stars are going to TNA to make a splash? Are they eventually going to send AJ Styles there? That would be great for them, for AJ Styles to show up, a WWE superstar of his pedigree and a legacy TNA guy. That would be very cool. Maybe Booker T can go back over there and do some commentary for them. I don't know. Send Randy Orton over there and let him RKO everybody. That would get the ratings up. I'm just really struggling to see what the mutual benefits are of this partnership. It hasn't become immediately apparent to me. And that sucks for TNA. That I think that they deserve, if nothing else, they deserve the rub the same way NXT is getting it. Maybe this partnership can extend past NXT into the main roster for TNA. I don't know. I read a rumor moments before I hit record that WWE was scouting people from TNA, like Moose and someone, I forgot the other name, which is, you know, fine. But is it working the other way around too? Like, are they scouting people from NXT or something? Like, if you guys, your contract's up, do you want to hop over to TNA? Why would they? I think that's why this partnership feels lopsided. Because it is. WWE, no one in WWE will get sent to TNA and think, man, I should come here. I should leave the machine that is WWE and sign with TNA. That idea feels, I don't know, it doesn't feel like a thought anyone would have. It feels like a good, like, oh man, you know, if I ever left WWE, this would be a good place to make some cash, you know, come in and perform, have a good time, work with some great talent. But they're not going in there thinking, man, I should, you know, set up shop, train with these people, and then, you know, when my contract is up, I should come here. No, no one's thinking that. They're all thinking the same thing. Thanks for, you know, sending me down and let me, you know, perform with these other people, but I'm happy at WWE. Whereas on the flip side, I can only be like, if you're being sent to the performance center, if you're, you know, Hendry, and they say, hey, would you like to train here and kind of understand how WWE works? And he says, of course. Why wouldn't I? Of course I want to stay here. This is the next, you know, evolution of your professional career, going to WWE as a professional wrestler. I would think. I don't know. I don't know professional wrestlers. I don't know what they think. But it just seems kind of a no-brainer. So I hope their ratings jump, and I hope they get something out of this partnership. What do you think of the partnership? Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening. And don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.